Ever wanna live so bad you wanna die? Ever cried and cried until you can't cry? Like, why am I alive? What's the purpose to life?
Hi, welcome to Boys Who Cry Mental Health Conversations. My name is Rem Reyes, and my co-host.
Yeah, and I'm Paulina Rodriguez, your other co-host.
And this is Boys Who Cry Mental Health Podcast. And yeah. Today we have two guests.
Yeah.
Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Ladies first.
My name is Snow, aka Juice, aka Juju, aka I got a lot of names, but yeah, that's me.
And who are you? Brother.
What about said, you? Oh, I am Stilo, aka Stilo.
The meanest.
Yeah. And today we're recording at 1418. So
somebody just walked in.
It's yeah, great. No, this is great because this is like the ambiance. Right. But yeah, right.
This if is you're all organic.
If you're watching the YouTube video, this is if you're listening to this on YouTube, you right. could see that
somebody with a bike just
we changed sets, and we want to shout out to Jemima and Vicente for
right.
letting
1418.
Us. Yeah, 1418 Fulton. That's it's dope. In Fresno downtown. If you're listening in Fresno,
this building is what I want my future classroom to look like.
Yeah, you guys should come down buy a zine, but. They let us use their space for recording this. And
great
we have
atmosphere.
Hella
great
plants.
Atmosphere.
Right. So life.
That's just dope. Life. And
Earth.
What do you guys do? So for the listeners out there that don't know, what do you guys do? What do y'all?
I speak words into power. I speak my truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I encourage people through my words and my talents.
I am an artist. We are both artists and human beings and developing human beings and working human beings. we are intertwined in the musical element. So we have, you know, a lot of our life. Well, I know mine, it revolves lot around music, so
and we'll talk about that in the
this
pod.
Is my collaborative other.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I first met them, I think I went, it was a Monday Mixer.
Yeah.
Summers downtown.
Yeah, that was like one of our
you guys were like in
shows
a rap
back
group.
In like April. Yeah
you were and interviewing was, us
yeah I interviewed yeah. you guys after, but you guys are both amazing rappers and
thanks.
Amazing singer.
Thanks. He sings too. Don't let him fool you.
Wait, you sing too?
Oh my.
He be singing.
Yeah.
But that boy got vocals.
We usually start like asking just like, how are we feeling? Like,
how are we all feeling today? Like,
and we're not allowed to say I'm good or I'm okay.
No.
Okay. I
look
like
deeply
that.
Into your.
Really think about how
into
you're
your
feeling.
Psyche, soul.
How are you feeling around?
Yeah. How am I feeling?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Into your wait, psyche. Me first? Okay. Well, whenever we start recording, it's just like, I get anxious and like I have to get everything set up, and I've learned from the past that something will go wrong and I could have prevented it. So I'm like, that's why I checked the cameras just now. I was like, is it working? So I was like, but usually after we get into the actual recording, I'm like, I relax a little bit. Today I feel kind of weird because like even before I just I had a brain fog. I don't know what's going on. But maybe it's the meds. I don't know.
Or the heat.
Yeah, the heat or whatever, the stress, everything's just, I don't know.
Very descriptive. I like it.
Yeah, no, I'm very like, I need to, I've learned that I need to be more descriptive with like what I feel.
Right,
so
yeah.
Like, I could kind of learn how to
got it.
Fix it or
at
least to know what I'm feeling more accurately.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Paulina?
Yeah,
I don't know. I was all over the place today because I go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to therapy in the morning and it was like good. But then it like usually when I talk about something, I don't feel it until later. Mm-hmm. So I definitely am feeling a lot of the things that I talked about.
Okay.
But I think I'm okay. I'm not going to say I'm okay. I'm all right.
That's not going to say good or
that's
great.
The same
I'm
thing.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be a day. It'll
How about y'all? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling real tangent worthy. Like, I feel like I can go off on a tangent at any second.
Well, yeah, perfect, because this is a podcast, which is made up, it's just made up of tangents.
Yeah, this is my first podcast. So, like, I'm, like, trying to remember to be me. mm-hmm. feeling real self-conscious. Okay. I was gonna say I feel good. I just feel like I feel calm right now. Yeah. That's one feeling.
That's good.
So yeah.
Calm, collected.
Real peaceful.
I have the feeling of lassitude at the moment. This day has made me a bit tired. Yeah. And a bit raspy. I'm sorry. The lassitude has really kicked in. And then revitalized from all these plants.
Yeah.
No, for these real. There's really a lot of life in here.
It's like, ooh.
They're alive.
But yeah. I'm sorry. I have a question. Are we speaking loud enough? Because yes, I don't know. Okay.
You guys are speaking loud enough.
Okay. I think into the mic. I can hear you guys.
Just speak into the mic.
Yeah.
And then.
But I really wanted to bring you guys just to talk about like spirituality and God. Right. Like this season, I really wanted to have like foundations. Mm-hmm. And like just the last time that you performed, I think it was at Broadway. I remember you talked about like your loves in life and your first love was God.
Yeah.
And just like what that means to you. And like what role does spirituality or God or having a connection with something like greater than yourself like have in your guys' life?
Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy is that actually my first love was not God.
No?
It was my grandpa. Mm-hmm. And like... what I realized is that, because, I don't know, I always got to kind of get taken back to this one day when I was really young, probably like just getting out of school, me and my grandpa are in the car about to go inside. And I told him, I was like, Grandpa, I was like, I love you more than I love God.
Damn.
And like, he was like, no, you don't. He was like, you sure don't. He was like, you love God, then you love me. He was like, you love God first. And like, what I realized is that like, God positioned him in my life to, like, you know, be that whatever God was for him, he, like, was the gap and, like, just was transparent as to who God, like, I don't know how to explain it, but just the man that he was for me was a clear representation of, like, what God is going to be for me one day once I get to know him, but even more. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know, just the relationship I have with my grandpa is, like, I think is what really, like, saved my, my Christianity, my spirituality, my relationship, is what like was the starting point for me.
And how would you guys define spirituality or God? Like, what is your definition?
God and spirituality.
Yeah.
Definition.
Is there like a difference?
I don't think there is a definition of or for God. Can't really define God. I mean, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
God is everything. He lives in everyone, or Jesus. I think it's more of like the feeling and not the definition. Like, what do you feel when you know God or if you don't know God?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So.
So how would you like describe like the feeling?
Yeah, to people that like, I'm sure some listeners they're not that religious, you know.
Yeah.
And
no,
that's fine and all, but that you could also use spirituality to help. Yeah. And I honestly think that it's like a missing part of a lot of people, because a lot of people are less religious,
right.
Like religion and spirituality are not the same.
Right.
And I just want to explain to the listeners like, you shouldn't confound religion with spirituality. I mean.
Right. And that was one thing I was telling Paulina, is just that like when, cause she asked me the question, and like, my denomination, I didn't even actually know what that word meant.
She
basically simplified and let me know like, what is my religion? And like, if I had to categorize, of course, it'd be Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I fall under, but I don't really believe in religion. I believe in my relationship
with
them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with me, what it kind of goes into is that like, I've known who God was since I was young.
Yeah.
And like, it was in the fifth grade that I knew I needed to get my life together with God. And like,
dang, mine was like last year, girl, you beat me there.
Right. And it was just like, I mean, of course I didn't, you never really get it together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's a working thing. And like, I don't know, like I could go on and on.
When was the darkest? When was it you almost lost like faith? Cause I have many moments like that.
Good question.
Yeah. Where, like, you were like, God's not real, and I'm like...
okay,
or,
so...
Or, like, he's an asshole. I think he's an asshole. He's kind of an asshole.
For me, Yeah, no. Like, it's not to say that I never had a moment like that, but even if I tried to, like, make myself believe that, it wouldn't really, like, really? Stand true for me. Because I know who I am, and I know who he is in me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he lives in me, literally.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's not something that I could ever be like, he's not real to me, because if he's not real, I'm not real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've had some dark times, though, of course. And see, the thing about dark times is that you actually don't know you're in them until you come out. And so, like, I was in a dark time even just beginning this year. I've actually been in a dark time thinking about it since, like, maybe beginning of 2017.
Really?
And, yeah, and didn't realize it until maybe just a month ago when God brought me out.
Yeah.
And see, the thing was is that he was with me the entire time. You know what I mean? Like, because clearly I didn't lose any faith. It was just more of a dark time. And then it was, like, his sovereign ability to take me out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
think it's the contrast between that. Because, like, once you're in it, you're like, you don't realize that you're in that dark time. But then you, like, get out of it, like, oh, that was.
Yeah, that was.
Like, you're deep in the forest, and then you come out of the forest. Right. I'm like, oh, that's.
That was a forest.
It was
they didn't
dark.
Even realize
I'm out of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool.
It can really get crazy. Because, like, as for me, I believe that, like, you need God from the moment you walk out of the door. You know what I mean? Because, like, I imagine, like, me not being who. And see, when it's your truth so much, like, it could kind of get, like, the thought can kind of get scary, a moment of me not, like, having him on my side. Which the thing is that even for unbelievers, he's still on your side, whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
But, like, I think about me. What'd you say?
So that's that grace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think about me, like, not being a believer and walking out the door and not knowing where I stood. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. There are, 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day. Anything can happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, I just think about, like, if I didn't have him, because, like, even if I walk out the door right now and my life is over, I'll know I fulfilled my purpose, and to be absent from the body is to be present with him.
Yeah.
So, like, I know I'm secure. I have security.
Yeah. I read reports where it's, like, because I keep trying to go back to, like, a lot of people don't believe yet. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just want to tell them that you need something to believe in. Because it's, like, bleak if you don't have anything to believe in. Literally believe in anything. Believe in astrology. Believe in, like, anything that is bigger than you. Because it really helps you.
I encourage people to explore.
Yeah, you know explore your spirituality, like, seriously. Honestly.
Because, I don't know. I just feel like. Explore, like, learn, like, figure it out. You know what I mean? Dive in.
How's your spirituality? Like, I know you. How's your relationship with the universe?
I'm very spiritual. I think, like, because I have, like, what was it? Not last April, 2 Aprils ago. That's when, like, my life kind of fell apart, I would say. And that's when I moved back here to Fresno. And it wasn't, like, a pleasant experience. It was, like, I literally, like, shattered in, like, a million pieces kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember it started in February, like, just dealing with my trauma, like, having that, like, resurface.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I didn't know how to deal with it. And I remember I just felt like I was drowning or, like, suffocating.
Girl.
And I remember, like, very clearly, like, coming to my apartment and my roommates were having a party and I just couldn't do that.
Right.
And so I just left, like, it was, like, midnight. And I went to, like, this tree to cry at, like, midnight in Long Beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just crying and I was just, like, God, like, I, like, whatever you need me to do, like, I will do it. But, like, I need help. Yeah. And I remember, like, seeing this little kid, like, walking by. Like, at midnight, I was like, oh, shit, he just saw me cry by a tree. Let me get up and leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I was walking, right? And I was just like, if I have, like, a guardian angel, like, I need you to walk with me and I need you to fight with me because, like, I can't do this on my own, you know? And that same kid was, like, in this intersection, just, like, going in a circle. And I remember, like, I was going to walk past him, and then, like, something just told me to, like, talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, like, asked him. I was like, are you lost? And he was like, no. And I was like, are you looking for someone? And he was like, no. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm here to fight, you know?
Fight what?
Like,
who are you fighting?
Because I asked, like, when I was walking, like, I was like, I need you to fight with me. And that's what he told me. He's like, I'm here to fight.
That's amazing.
What
and
the
I was
hell?
Like, maybe he was going to fight someone, but, like, literally the, like, coincidence of all that happening at the same time, like, made me, like, see, like, you just need to ask for help sometimes, you know? And, like, maybe it's God, maybe it's the universe, whatever it is, like.
Oh, it's there.
It's there. And, like, throughout, like, the whole process of me, like, breaking down, there was always, like, something that, like, came into my life at just, like, the right moment. to like show me like you're gonna be okay, you know, like you can do this. And even now, like being here in Fresno, like a lot of things, like weird things happen. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was amazing though.
Yeah. Oh wait, I gotta ask, what's your guys' zodiac signs?
Oh my god.
What are you? Oh, when's your birthday?
July, I think 17. He's a Leo.
Oh, he's a Leo.
Yeah, I'm a Gemini.
Oh, girl.
Same. Yeah, I'm a Gemini. Yes.
But, yeah, like, I think that's my relationship with God. Like, I think accept that, like, there's something bigger than me. Because when I was leaving Long Beach, too, I went, like, in the midst of, like, truly right before I, like, came back. I remember I went to church, and I just went there, and I sat down, and, like, I was completely broken, and I was just, like, I surrender, you know?
Right.
I was, like... Whatever it is, like, I trust that, like, I'm going to be okay. And I think, like, my life is where it's at now because I just, like, surrender to something bigger than
sometimes me. I want to surrender, but sometimes I don't.
Because I was like, I clearly don't know what to do with my life.
Yeah.
I clearly am lost. So, like, I surrender to whatever life has to give me.
And God revealed himself to you in that moment. You know what I mean? Like,
God.
That's touching, for real.
Yeah. Because even now, like, I just say, like, I give myself so you can use me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is my mentality. Like,
that's amazing. Yeah,
that's kind of the same.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But yeah. I've had... Do you guys go to church?
I do go to church.
Yeah.
Every Sunday?
As many Sundays as I can. I used to go every
Y'all are
Sunday.
Good Christians. I go to church. Well, I'm a Catholic, so I'm like, all the other Christians like, y'all go to church?
Yeah.
You don't? You're going home.
I don't.
I'm just kidding.
I go sometimes, but I think...
I love church.
I learn from life.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I love church. I love that ritual. I just like doing it and like the community.
Yeah. I love it too. And the thing is that like church isn't like a building. Church isn't like Sunday morning at 9 a.m. You know what I mean? Like Sunday is when more than one person are involved in like, you know, just talking about God because he's in the presence. Two or more people in a room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We have church right now.
Right here.
This is church right here.
Yeah.
Church for me is like me and my mom going to church. It's like, it doesn't have to be a place.
Like,
it's
familiar
just
familiar about that and like comforting.
Oh yeah, for me it's like because I grew up Catholic in the Philippines,
right.
And that's like that keeps me tethered to that place.
Right.
Because I remember when I was a kid, I would go to Sunday and have church, and then like and it's the same thing because Catholic church is like the same anywhere you go. It's kind of like the McDonald's of of Christianity, where it's like it's the same rituals everywhere.
That's good.
And then I guess I kind of got forced to love church now.
It's all up to you.
I used to hate it. There was a point where I was like atheist or almost an atheist.
Right.
Although I've had many times where have you ever seen?
How was that for you?
What atheism?
Being atheist.
It sucked. Well, that was in high school, so it was an edgy high school phase. But I've had many times where I've cursed God, and or like you ever have moments where it's like this fucker is. For me, my personal relationship with God is like really funny, like.
Mm-hmm.
He's really funny where he would just like put certain things that happen or certain people in my life that like like a pattern. It's kind of like a test. Like, you know, he's testing you.
Right.
Of course. I'm like, am I going to fall for it? And sometimes I do fall for it. And I'm like, sorry, I fucking failed. Or like I was too proud when I'm like, I see what you're doing. And
you're aware though.
Yeah, but like I laugh each time. Yeah. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah. And see, the thing is that like I really like. Ain't no need to like ever like try to sugarcoat or pretend like you're anything different for God. He knows.
Yeah.
He literally knows you more than you know yourself inside and out.
Yeah.
And so like if I'm having a bad day, like I go to God, I'd be like, I don't know why you did that. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't like that. I feel like you were being petty. Like, that was annoying. You know what I mean? Like, we talk.
I talk
seriously,
to him like that.
I let him know. And, like, I'm always respectful, of course, because I, like, you know, I think of God as, like, how I think of my parents or my grandparents. I'm going to make sure I'm always speaking respectfully. But if I'm not transparent, then why am I trying? You know what I mean? Like, it's like I'm lying to you at that point, and that's just playing myself because you know me. Like, you're not like everybody else. Like, I can lie and pretend like I'm a somebody else to not me, and he wouldn't know. But God, that's different. And so, like, that's why I'm just like, don't.
Yeah, you got to have, like,
be real.
Yeah, you got to have, like, I have a funny relationship with, like, God and everything. And it's like, wow, you really did that.
Yeah, it really builds. Like, just being transparent, it builds. Yeah. Like, it'll help you every day.
And then you guys are on a fast right now, right?
Yes.
So... Can you explain that and just, like, the purpose of it?
You want to say?
Well, it's called a Daniel fast for 21 days. And what it is it's just you eliminate certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
So like the main foods are like meats and sweets, sugars, certain dairy products.
White rice, white bread.
So what do you guys eat?
Well, right now
we're basically
we got Chipotle.
Vegans right
yeah.
now.
Pretty much. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, yes.
But a little bit worse because we can't have no sugar. That's AJ Best. That's dope.
Someone message her.
Right.
AJ, just saw you.
AJ, you just walked past the podcast.
Tired of being a cameo.
Right.
But yeah, no.
But no, yeah, basically it's just a, it's a fast to,
there you go.
I'm sorry. It's, you eliminate those certain things and you substitute that with pretty much God's presence.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, you just
Dude, that's another Fresno rapper. That is so funny.
They're all here.
Yeah, they're all
rejecting their energy.
Something must be going on.
Fresno rapper.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. Don't come in. Oh. But yeah, no, we can't have sugar. We can't have tea right now.
Yeah.
I know as for me and him, in substitution of meat, because he works out and I just like, I don't know what other protein I would get outside of meat. Like, I don't want to eat beans all day. Mm-hmm. And so like we substituted our meat choice for social media. And that's why I'm off and he's actually currently off right now, too. I know for me, like the Daniel fast was basically when Daniel left the city, parted from the city because he didn't want to eat the royal foods that that they were eating, the wine and the bread. He asked to be, if he could just like sit it out. He asked I guess the king if he could sit out. And I think the king declined and he parted from the city and basically like just grieved over the salvations of the city to get closer with God. And in short, he ate plain and simple food.
Mm-hmm.
Now I could be like Eve and like not be saying this story 100% correct, but that's the general gist.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
But yeah, 21 days is up for supposed to be up today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I've decided that you know, I need more results. You know what I mean? Like I need to feel it. I need to feel closer. And also I feel like I haven't been putting my best foot forward as far as like spending more time. I feel like I've been like kind of consistent with the time instead of like, you know, exceeding and like, you know, making greater time. So I'm continuing the fast up until probably like Halloween.
And how do you feel like doing it?
Yeah. How do you feel mentally?
Oh, how do I feel? I feel great. I mean, it's been helping me take some time out for myself. I mean myself and God, the relationship of course, but like I've been very introspective lately because like when you're on social media and you're watching TV and stuff, it's like all that's just distorting you and it's corrupting your mind and
hypnotizing
thinking, you know, certain things and how to live your life and how to talk, how to act, you know, how
make
to
you
think.
Feel like you're not in the right time.
So it's like I've really had time to think for myself and not having let all of those things think for me.
Right.
And I think that's a huge step with the relationship with God because you got to know yourself first.
Yeah.
If you don't know yourself, I mean, who are you?
And I also feel like for me, like the reason why I don't want to come back so soon is because I feel like I'm in a rush to get back to the old foods I like. And I'm in a rush to get back to social
old
media.
Habits.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like towards the end of the fast, there should be really no desire if you're filling yourself up the way you need to be spiritually. Also, I have like some needs. You know what I mean? And like the first reason for why you should do a fast should be to get closer to God first and foremost, of course. And if you're not doing that, fast is pretty much void. You're basically doing it for no reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like initially I felt like, you know, I could be working towards that a little bit better than what I am. Not even a little, totally better than what I am. And then there's like two other needs that I'm like just searching for a healing on. So I just feel like I need to continue because there's just a lot of things that aren't where they should be as far as alignment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what have you learned like through this fast, like about yourself and just.
You know what? In like the past few months, really in the past year, my family has really like revealed to me that I'm very like nonchalant and like kind of lack humility. and like compassion.
That's Gemini's like, for you.
Yeah. And so like I really like I have a testimony like for the first time, and that happened to me back in June. Mm-hmm. And so like ever since I've like really just kind of like taken the time to like talk to God more and like ask him for like humility and compassion. And I feel like since the fast has started, like, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but like before I even did the fast, so before September started, I had been reading and listening to my sermons every morning. And like, for whatever reason, fasting kept coming up. Like, there was a whole compilation series, bunch of sermons about fasting. And I was like, okay, now I understand what fasting's about, what it's for. Like, yeah. I don't feel like I need to fast right now, though. I'm not going to. I was like, I'm not doing that. I mean, like, really, I was trying to find reasons for why I didn't need to. But in actuality, I just didn't want to give up food. Mm-hmm. And, like, people who know me know I grow up. And so, it was just one thing after another. First, it was the fasting compilation series. Then my little cousin was in need, and I ended up bringing up fasting to her like I do it. But like I knew that it was like something that could really help. And so like I was like, how you know it helped though if you ain't did it? So yeah. Like then my sisters brought up fasting, and then my mom brought up fasting, and then Nami comes out of nowhere and is like, oh, I'm fasting, so I can't. Yeah. I'm just like, okay, God, I get it. Like, you want me to fast. That's
synchronicity. Yeah. It's just kind of like.
Right. Yeah. And so since the fast has started, basically, to make a long story short, what I've learned is that I actually do have compassion and humility, because it's just like ever since starting, like, I truly worry about people's, not worry, I don't want to say worry, because I know who I serve and worry isn't of him. But like, I just look at people and I'm just like, dang, I want people to be saved and go to heaven just as much as I want to. You know what I mean? Like, I can see a person in a struggle and I'm like, dang, if you only knew God, you know what I mean? Like, if you knew what he does for people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, not everybody's gonna get it, not everyone's gonna agree, but like, that still doesn't change my heart. Like, I still really want you to have the same joy that I have, because joy doesn't end.
I mean, I feel like that's the same energy of like when I try to get people into therapy or just like anything.
I want
to
do therapy, seriously.
Oh, you should. I recommend it. It's like super, super good.
So what would you, do you guys have like an instance in your life where you feel like God helped you, or like that's what like carried you through?
Yeah.
Man, that's all day. I mean, he helps me wake up, get out of bed in the morning, put air in my lungs. I know getting me through something. Let me see. I'm trying to think of a story. Okay. I was living with my aunt and uncle when I moved back from L.A. A few years back, and they were real mentally abusive and manipulative. Mm-hmm. And I was in a dark place at the time, and you know, I didn't know it, of course.
Yeah.
But I was being really like tortured mentally. And I remember one day, because like they wouldn't let me go anywhere. And I remember one day I went over to my aunt and uncle's church. And when I walked in, like, I felt like I couldn't talk to anybody. Like, I was just, like, on hush the whole time. It was like a weird spirit was over me. And after I felt that, I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And so, basically, you know, I just, so when I got out of that situation, I was like, he was telling me to get out. So like, it was like perfect timing, because what happened was I approached them with me leaving. They weren't with all that. So they were like really trying to be on my helmet about staying. And so I finally left, and immediately after that, I got a job out in Reedley. And then once that job ended, I immediately got a job for Fresno Unified. And everything was just like puzzle pieces fitting together.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, yeah, he got me through that situation.
I agree with Nami too about like just like of course every day, mm-hmm. and like yeah. Every day is a new battle, but also a present that God is unwrapping for you for the like you know totality of your life. Like each day is a new piece of the puzzle, mm-hmm. and so like but I feel like the first one that I could think of is just the fact that it says in the Bible like you know that I had a purpose for you while you were still in the womb. While you were yet in the womb, mm-hmm. and like you know, I have you set apart. You know what I mean? I want to do great things for you. You know, like just I want to do your or I seek your or I seek your desires. I'm Eve. I swear I'm Eve. Like, I swear. But
is that a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, like in the story,
just like the way that you know Eve distorts like the passage. Like I have a tendency to do that, but I mean well.
Yeah. yeah, so, yeah. Like, then,
like trying to like explain it but not having the right words is really what happens for me a lot. But
I feel
like the fact that coming into this world like God is the reason why I even made it because like the situation set up with my mother and father's I came into the world with them not in the same house.
Yeah.
And it was like something that I didn't even understand. Like I didn't understand like fathers and mothers living in one roof. I thought like, you know, I had a dad and I had a mom, but mom was just mom. Like mom was that one while dad was that two. Mm-hmm. And so like, anywho, my mom was going to abort me. And so just to know that like, you know, like I had nothing to do with that. My mom had nothing to do with that. My auntie who persuaded my mom not to have the abortion had, you know, she helped, but like she didn't have nothing to do with that. God had a true purpose for me because he made sure that I lived through that. Yeah. He made sure that she didn't take me out. Mm-hmm. And so like, I know my mama loved me. Duh. You know, mom, if you ever hear this, I know you love me. But like, for real, like, it's just like, I think back on that, like, I didn't have to make it through that. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have to live and ever see life, mm-hmm. but God made sure of it. And so like, every day is a new reason for me to get up and walk out on purpose, walk out on my identity that he gave me. You know what I mean? Because I live through him. He lives through me. And it's like, I just have every reason to wake up excited for the day because no matter what happens, I know it's of me, for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God gave it to me. And I'm going to figure out one day what he really had intent for me on this earth. You know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
What intent he had for me on this earth.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I want to talk to the listeners where it's like, it keeps popping in my head because I know they're probably of many faiths listening.
Right.
But like, it's just important to have that like that bigger piece, that bigger energy than you. Mm-hmm. That's why we always talk about astrology. Like that's why we always talk about the universe. That's why we always talk about that. Because
like
that,
whatever it means to you,
that I really helps.
Yeah, I literally
like it
think,
really helps.
Like for me personally, I just think God is love, mm-hmm. and like there's so many different forms of love.
Right.
And I think wherever love is present, like that's where God is.
I also feel like you can't even know true love. I mean, that's just for me though.
Yeah.
I feel like, well, for me, it's what I know though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know that you can't find true love or know love until you know God and God's love.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his is the representation, like how he, his union with the church and how much he loves his children and, you know what I mean? Just like his union with the Father. Like, you know what I mean? You have to be a single individual first to really know. You know what I mean? Because they were three in one. And that's a good representation of what we are tied to him.
Yeah.
You know, I have my body. I have my spiritual body. But I'm also tied to my Father, just like him. You know what I mean?
We should get
what'd you say?
Should get someone who is like Hindu. Because I've been reading a lot of like Hindu like philosophy and religion.
Mm-hmm. And
the Sanskrit. Yeah. Where it's like, in their religion, everyone's God. Like, we're just the same God. Like, in their religion, we are all the same God. That they just split each other into 7 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of just, like, playing hide and seek. It's like a play. It's like a drama.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just literally finding ourselves in other people.
Okay.
Like, I see myself in you. I see myself in you.
Okay.
Which is, like,
it's
a different perspective. But it's kind of like, you are God. Or you're not God, but you're... You are God, pretty much, like the same. You're the energy. You're that energy. Mm-hmm. And
there's this poet called Talam AC, and he's dope. He's like, there's this line, and it reminds me of what you said, but like he said, I call you God because calling you nigga would be like calling you slave. You know what I mean? Mm. And that's where I can vibe off that. You know what I mean? Like we're all gods and goddesses. And like, you know what I mean? Just walking like...
You have to recognize that.
It's like just... That's where it goes into just loving yourself. You know what I mean? Not loving yourself to where like you put yourself before everybody or above everybody. But like also knowing like, you know, think about you. Don't think about everybody so much. Think about who you are and then walk out on that. It'll create a new
world. I want to ask, how does music help you guys, like, mentally, you know? Like, why do you guys do music? Like, why? Ooh. You could be doing anything else, right? But, like, why?
The music topic now, huh?
Yeah. I want to know.
Music, oh, my gosh. Music has always been a part of my life, literally, like, ever since I was a baby. My dad, he did a lot of music. He produces, manages, does, you know, the whole nine. And I basically just grew up in the studio with him. And I come from a family full of musicians. We were actually talking about that in the last interview. But like, you know, everybody either sings, plays an instrument, raps, like anything. So like, it's pretty much in me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just a part of me. So like, that's where it comes from. And then you're up. What did you say? Applause. Yeah. And then you said why mm-hmm. is...
And what compels you to do it?
I think it the expression. So, like, mm-hmm. the fact that I could express myself. I mean, I know that sounds a little cliche because I know a lot of people say that. But, like, it's real.
Yeah,
know,
it's true.
Expressing yourself on that paper. And I don't mean talking about... you know, bitches, money, weed, but like actually having substance in the writing. Because I mean, I'm not perfect. I write about that stuff sometimes. but you know, I still have my, like the majority of my music is more of like who I am and how I feel that day or, you know, that moment whenever I'm writing. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. How about you, Sal?
So for me, it started back, like I was telling you, Paulina, singer first, always been a singer. And it's crazy because I knew I loved music because I fought so hard for it. When I was growing up, my mom and my sister didn't really believe that I would be able to sing. Because like my sister came, so like my daddy sings, my mama sings, my grandpa sings. My grandmother was in the choir when she, you know, still was more youthful, and like all of her daughters are in the choir. And then like, I just have a lot of music around me for sure. But when I knew that I loved music or really just singing specifically was when my mom and my sister doubted me, like they could tell that like, they were like, oh, she'll be able to hold the tune. Or like, you know, she didn't get the gene. Like, they were so sure I was gonna get it. And then they were like, oh no. It's all right, poor baby. And like, I don't know if they thought that like I was deaf or something, because like I definitely heard it and I was like, ooh, y'all got me bent. Like I'm about to learn, about to get it together. And like I would practice this one song, is this church song. I would practice it every day. Like I was like, I'm about to get this right and I'm gonna sing it one day and they gonna wish they never said that about me. So like I just I fought hard. Like I wanted to be what I knew I could be. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And so like just that fight, I know, was what really, like, is the reason why I go so hard. And then in progression, like, becoming a rapper, like, I didn't think I was ever going to be a rapper. And, like, I was always a poet. Like, I knew how to, like, speak words and mm-hmm. speak them with conviction and, like, really, like, just get in. Like, because I used to do, like, the, what do they call, peach blossoms. And, like, I would do, like, anything that would require me to sing or speak mm-hmm. in front. You know what I mean? As much as I could. And so, I don't know, like, what it does for me, writing music, like, I like the art of music, like, the creativity, how it's progressed. Hip-hop, over the years, like, I want to be, like, the cats who did the boom bat on the street corners with the, you know, with the speaker boom on their, boom box on their shoulder, like, why you love hip-hop, Erykah Badu, mm-hmm. when did you first fall in love with hip-hop? Like, that's what, I love that. Like, I love that culture. I love that spirit. And so when I write a song, I want to write something that make you feel that, because that's how I feel that. And, like, I don't know. Like, music is a real big part for me. Like, I could think of a song that's, like, that go good with any moment. Like, oh, this is the one. Like, right here, this is what I would sing, and this is what would go good for this moment right now. We're going to play this song because we about to go. You know what I mean? Like, I love music. Yeah. For real.
Wait, that actually is a good segue to what's a song that was it healed you? Is that the what were you gonna ask?
What
song to add to the playlist?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We could do that. What's a song that like we usually add? We have like a playlist of like songs that like kind of like touch you the most or help you.
Yeah, from all of our guests.
Yeah. What would you guys say are like songs that like are you like?
If you had to pick one song that really helped you through a dark time.
Yeah.
Sunday Afternoon by. No, I'm just kidding.
He's so silly. That's bias. That's
I was like, damn, that's really you yeah. really knew that. Sunday Afternoon. That's a yeah.
How about you?
That's tough. Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to go? Yeah, that is honestly really tough because I like a lot of songs. It's not even necessarily a song that got me through a hard time. Like,
or maybe you were one thing, to
yeah, for me, like, I just have a, I don't know, like an artist. Like, I don't know, it's just like a feeling. It's really not even like a song can't really express all like this one feeling. And like, I don't know, for me, like going back to my childhood, that was the happiest I ever was in my life. Mm. And like, I long for it every day, like subconsciously, like, and I seek it. And like the best way that it comes to me is through music, like songs that play, because even though the times have changed, that song is still the same. You know what I mean? And like, it'll still make me feel the way it did when I listened to it when I was 5 years old, when I was living in my apartment, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, like just taking me back to a time, even though I'm not there no more, that's the closest I get. But sorry, that's not answering your question. D'Angelo, When We Get By, it's like a really good song. No, but that was good though. Yeah, no, D'Angelo, like he like makes me feel it, like I love him. And then like, of course I can say songs like by Chance the Rapper, like just different points of life. Like D'Angelo reminds me of my childhood. Chance the Rapper reminds me of my high school years. Frank Ocean reminds me of like when I was coming out of high school.
Frank Ocean is a big, man. I can't even.
Frankie.
I can't even listen to Channel Orange because it's too sad.
It really, no, like I had a whole time during Channel Orange season.
Oh my God, yeah. Everyone, like I can't listen to an album without like remembering traumatic memories. I'm like,
and see, that's the thing, like even to like just bring God back in a little bit, sorry. But like, it's just like, there was a time where I listened to Channel Orange and it would tear me up.
Yeah, like, Thinking About You is a dark song for me.
Yeah, it's like, it would really hurt my heart.
That's a dark song.
And like, now it's to the point now where it's just back to what it used to be. Like, it brings me happiness.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I listened to it now, I'm like, okay, but I still don't want to. Yeah. I'm going to go out of my way to not listen to Channel Orange. But like, I like his new stuff.
Yeah, me
Frank
too.
Frank Ocean is.
Seriously.
Where's the new album, Frank? No. Dude, my goal is to get Frank Ocean on this podcast. Like, that's my goal.
That's dreaming big.
I'm like,
that's great.
I want Frank Ocean one day.
And if you have him here, just let me be a fly on the wall.
Today on the pod, we have Frank Ocean.
And justice in the corner.
Gonna happen too.
So also, I would want to ask, like,
yeah, that's why I'm saying it out loud now. It's like, Frank Ocean will be on this podcast.
Right. Make sure you say what podcast.
Season Boys Do Cry, season 6. season 6, episode 4.
Okay. The atmosphere took note of that.
Right. They're like, okay.
It's like, all right. We're gonna have they'll be there. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
Also, Kanye will be on this too. Kanye will be one day. Yeah. But
so also, how would you guys define hope? Like, what is hope to you?
What is hope? Hope is fucked.
That's a good word. Because, like, for me, like, I don't really think of the word hope. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Like, it's not a word that really comes up for me often. Like, it's not one of those words that I think of. But, like, it's crazy because right now I'm really not, like, I don't want to say I'm in a, like, a, I'm in, like, what do they call it, limbo? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, just came out of a bad time, like, a darkness I didn't know about.
Yeah.
And now I'm, like, I know I'm on the way into a new one because, like, as soon as you come
you're
out
in transition.
Of one year. Right.
You're like,
and so, like, it's just, like, a time where nothing's really going on. And like,
that's the calm before the storm.
Yeah, is like it? Nothing's really going on. Like, and see, I'm ready. You know what I mean? Like, a new storm means I'm getting closer to my savior. And so, like, I'm not afraid. But it's like I really don't know what hope means for me right now, just because like I'm not in that position right now. Like, I have nothing really going on that's like crazy. Like,
what about faith?
Faith. Yeah. That's like now that's a word that comes up. But like, faith for me is like. Like sitting on this chair, and like with that I mean like I sit on this chair and I know it's gonna hold me up. I don't think about
that's exactly what it is,
right? And so like walking and knowing the ground is beneath me and that my body can hold me up. That's what faith means to me. Like, you don't think about it, it's just something you know.
That's interesting because I'm reading this book called what's it called, Being Wrong. And it's just like all the times that people have been wrong, like why do we, you know, you can't feel wrong. The feeling of being wrong is being right. Like, you thought you were right, but then, oh, actually, I was wrong. But, like, your brain, like, knows this is ground. Right. Like, but it already knows that. But if you really think about it, you should have to process that every time.
You
kind of just don't think about it. And that's kind of like, you're blindly believing in the ground beneath your feet.
That's
hold
exactly
you up.
What it is. And faith, like, without seeing.
Yeah. And, like, and you just got to feel it.
What about forgiveness?
That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going through that at the moment. Mm-hmm. Forgiving everyone.
Yeah, that's hard. So I'm struggling too.
Yeah, that's tough. I wouldn't even know how to. I think forgiveness is, it really stems from your heart. Because, mm-hmm. like, I know certain times I say, like, oh, yeah, I forgive that person. But I don't really.
That's hard. That person, yeah. You know? Like, really forgiving somebody?
Yeah. And it's like, I don't really know. Like, sometimes certain people, like, I want to forgive. Like, yeah, I really, really, really want to forgive. But it's still in my heart that. Mm-hmm.
Are you angry? Or is there anger? Because I have problems right now where I'm, like, kind of angry at certain people. Like, people that was close to me. And I'm like, I want to forgive you, but I'm so angry still. And I can't yet.
I wouldn't say angry.
Yeah.
I get disappointed when people don't.
Yeah.
You know. I wouldn't really say meet my expectations, but, like, when people kind of, like,
kind of hope more from them, you know, or, like, kind of expected some more, or not expected, but, like, you saw, like, the best in them, and kind of, like, exactly. They kind of, disappointed is definitely
didn't
more.
Live up.
They didn't live up, and I thought they would, right? Mm-hmm. And I was
right.
Like, and then
I know, even for me, like, forgiveness, I'm really, like, because my sister, I told you how my family's been revealing things to me lately. And so, like, a while back, my sister revealed to me that, like, you know, I'm a real, like, I became, like, a real pop my collar type of female. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I do this. You know what I mean? Like, it's me. But, like, in recent days, I've even just tried to, like, not try. Like, it's really just I'm humble. Like, I'm become, like, God is humbling me.
Yeah,
like, he's
God,
like,
will do that to you. It's gonna take you
down
a notch.
And so, like, with that, like, forgiveness for me is just kind of like, who am I? You know what I mean? Like, I understand you did something, but really, who am I to be, like, judging you or, like, feel like you need my forgiveness? It's more of just kind of like, I think of all the countless times God has forgiven me and didn't think twice about it. Like, literally, when I asked him, he did it. And I, you know what I mean? I can think about some times where I probably really, like, turn my back on him, or, like, just, like, gone as far as I've ever went with my, like, if I've ever not believed in God, the farthest I've ever went, he took me back without a question, didn't blink a, tossed him into the sea of forgetfulness, you know what I mean? And so, like, when I think about forgiving others, like, it's not really, like, a thought, like, I'm just, like, just forgive, because who are you?
That, like, forgive, like, throwing it in the sea of forgetfulness. Like, I want that so bad. Like, I wish I could imagine myself being like that to, like, certain people. But, like,
I'm not there yet. Don't get
yeah,
me
I'm
wrong.
Not there yet either. There. And I'm like, I wish I was like that. Yeah. And, like, I'm striving for that. But there's just still, like,
I
need to process
this
feeling, you know?
We have flesh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, that's where it comes into, like, that's the blessing about God to me is that he knows that. He knows, okay, you have flesh and I've been there before. We're going to work through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. I think we're
you got any more for me, here. Paulina? Paulina coming with the questions today.
Last one. Wait. How do you define love? Or what is love? God.
Oh, yeah.
I think I kind of said that already. You want to go?
Love. Love is.
What does it feel like? And
it's
like,
everywhere.
What is it?
Love is hard to define.
What does it feel like? What does love feel like?
Yeah.
I could tell you what I think love feels like. Or like.
How do you feel when you feel
love?
Love
felt like.
Yeah, what do you think before and then now?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yeah.
What did you think of what was love before? What did you think of love before? But now, what do you think of love now?
Okay, love before for me was being in a relationship.
Yep.
Mm.
Same.
But I don't know. I'm trying to define it every day now, really, because, like, love is, like, has different categories. Because, like, you could love your family, you can love food, you can love your cellular device. Like, you can love multiple things. So, I don't know.
Yeah, see, well, that's like, okay. That's okay.
Not, it's no. crazy, though, because, like, I'll look at interviews and people will ask that question. And I'll think in my mind, like, if I were to ever be asked that question, what would I say?
And here's the day.
Yeah. And it's like, I never really understood, like, how to even think about. I
think
know.
It, like, starts with your first examples as love, for one.
Oh.
And I feel like that sets the foundation for sure.
Yeah.
And, like, for those of us who may have lacked it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it, we it really may come,
it may take a minute for that to come. And that didn't really come until I learned who God was, and he just started to speak and reveal himself to me more, because, like, I'm just learning a lot these days. Yeah. You know what I mean? As far as, like, just my, just different things that I may have struggled with. But for me, love is really, like, sacrifice. Love is, like
giving.
I could, like, say you did something to me right now, and though it made me feel something, and feelings are real, I can't control those, but how I react is up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sacrificing my feelings with love, because at the end of the day, you probably were feeling something too. I'm gonna show you love despite how I felt, and that was a sacrifice for me. But you know what I mean?
There's this like quote from a song that's like my favorite quote, and it's like, love is a choice every morning, not some fuzzy feeling in the room.
It is a choice. Love is definitely a choice. I've like concluded that love is a choice, or it's like an act. It's not a feeling that exists in It's not like it's not like hungry. It's kind of like you do it.
And see, I feel like people, and when I say people, I'm in this as well. Like, I fall victim to this as well.
But he always includes himself.
I feel like people get it misconstrued, because this is actually kind of what we were watching.
Michael Todd.
Well, he was saying, like, it's gotten real distorted. Mm-hmm. So people think that love has to come from, like, a significant other.
Yeah.
Actually feel love. You know what I mean?
There's love all around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like our goal in this season. It's kind of like, we're striving to find out. Trying to get closer, at least, by the end of it. And I think I remember that Bell Hooks. Have you read Bell Hooks?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't read Bell Hooks? Oh, All About Love, New Visions.
Right.
It's like, she says that love is a verb. It's a verb. Mm. It's not a noun. It's a verb. It's an act.
Right.
You make love. Like, not like, but like, you make love to everybody. Just like, how you treat people, that creates love. It's not like you find it in them.
Right.
Yeah.
And you just gotta, like, you know, and I feel like we have infinite capacity for love. Oh, last question. When was the last time you guys cried? It is a podcast called Boys Do Cry, but when was the last time you guys cried? Like, full on. Maybe just one tear, or maybe like just full on ball.
Like balling? Or,
yeah, balling.
Okay. One tear.
Or just like, yeah, balling.
I know the last time I cried, to be true, like, honest, was before I picked her up to come over here. I was sitting outside of her house, and I was in my car. I shed a little tear.
Okay.
I was just thinking about, you know, a few things, and
that's good to admit. That's dope.
Yeah. So that's funny you said that, because I was, you know, that was the last time. I wasn't like,
yeah, but you know, you get those tears.
Yeah.
Shed a tear. I have shed a tear and bald, but shed a tear yesterday. It was real discreet. It was just, I shed a tear over, like, God can just really, like, overwhelm you with his presence.
Oh, sometimes. Yeah.
And so, like, it really got to me. Like, just affirmation about how really is to me, in me.
Mm.
And so, like, I shed a tear, but, like, I was in front of people, so I didn't keep that going. So, yeah. And then Sunday, I was talking to my youth, like, my little brothers and sisters from my church. And it's just, I want them to go to heaven so bad. And, like, it just, like, I was talking to them, and I was just, like, really...
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Is this next generation, because it's, I mean, I'm not trying to degrade society.
But it's whack.
But
it's whack.
Yeah, this next generation has.
They have a lot to.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, I mean, that's why we're here. A lot that they're up hopefully against. They're listening. Yeah. There's like young, I keep forgetting that I'm old. I'm like, I'm 24. I'm like there's people that's like 17 listening to this. And I'm
right.
like,
I no, hope yeah, that's what this. I mean. Like it's people, like, please listen. Or kids, because like me, I work at, I work for Fresno Unified and I work at a elementary school. And like every day I'm trying to like instill certain like,
good
yeah, yeah. And it's just, yeah.
just trying to like, be that. Yeah. yeah, that face, just that face, that light, because like some don't have it at home.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Just be that. Yeah, I've been trying to do random act of kindness mm-hmm. almost every day. Just like yeah. try to do that. But sometimes it's hard. But yeah, I think
we're going to wrap it up. But I was going to ask if you would like to share a song or anything for people listening.
I was thinking about that the whole entire time, Allie. I was like, hey, what am I singing? And yeah. then like, I've been battling between a billion different songs too.
Yeah,
we just dropped
because a lot
album.
Of people that listen go through a lot.
I'm mm-hmm. just kidding.
Yeah,
the people that listen to
they go
right. and I think music is very healing.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's definitely,
definitely, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Basically, how we started this off, how I told you guys who my first love really was, but the reason why he was my first love is because he was an image of God for me. You know what I mean? Until I realized who the actual image was,
mm-hmm.
and I sung this at my so, but sitting in the morning sun, I will be sitting when the evening comes. Oh, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. Watching the tide roll away.
You
gotta hit that note. One more time.
Oh, we should do it at the end. Sing us out. Yeah. We should sing us out.
Sing
well,
us out.
Plugs. You have a plug? Plug
oh, yeah. Like, what do
social
you guys
medias.
Like to plug your
well, although
media?
you guys aren't on it, but people can follow you guys.
Okay, so make sure you follow me at JUSTUSSHAKUR, Just Us Shakur. On Twitter and on Instagram.
And you can follow me in life.
In real life. I'm a leader.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, Jemima.
Would you like to plug
anything? Jem, plug your 1418.
Plug your store.
Thank you for hosting us at 1418 Fulton.
Yes, thank you.
Come here.
She makes signs.
Say hi. Yes.
You have been amazing.
Come here.
You got to come to the microphone.
Come to the microphone and talk.
They can't see you.
They can't see you.
Whatever
just
you would
hi.
Like to tell the
this
peoples.
Is the owner of our set.
Hi everybody.
This is Jemima.
Yeah, I'm Jemima. This and at 1418 Fulton. We're at Warner Theater. Just come
right.
by. Yeah, Laguna Collective. Follow us on Instagram.
Bars.
Yeah. Instagram is
Keisha's
thank
doing
you for the hospitality.
And it don't stop to the
you.
Beach, right. y'all. And it don't stop.
Yeah, so that's it for this episode. Juice is going to sing us out.
Oh, wait,
second.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah, what?
Wait,
you have
song.
Anything else?
So, well, it's multiple songs.
Okay.
He finally figured it out. Wow. Okay,
No. This is just something that I've been really, that I've been on lately. Mm-hmm. But the new Saba album.
On
care for me.
Smile and heavens all around me. Busy sirens. Prom king.
Yeah, that whole album is
on the dead, homies.
On the dead. Or something out.
Any last words that you guys have before she sings us out?
Kids stay in school. No, I'm just kidding.
You can sing whatever you like. That was beautiful, by the way.
Thanks.
You get a double dose of the same song.
Make sure to pick your afro, daddy. It's crooked on one side. Crooked letter, eye.
Okay.
Okay. Should I back up?
Whatever you like.
Yeah, because you got a strong voice.
You do, and I didn't realize that until I heard you sing, like, at that solo show.
Like I told you, I forgot that
you could sing?
Yeah, that I could really
You
sing.
Forgot who you were?
All right.
Yeah.
All
right,
bye.
All right, bye.
Pass me not, old gentle Savior.
Hear my humble cry while on others thou art calling. Do not pass me by. I'm calling.
Ooh.
Hey.